This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and will be strategies to improve sorghum silage. The interest in sorghum silage is because 40% of the milk in the U.S. is produced in drought-vulnerable areas. So therefore, water resources can be very limiting here, and with the dry summers can really be a doubleheader loss. Sorghum silage is very efficient in water utilization, requiring significant less water to get similar yields and quality at harvest time. Second of all, sorghum silage can be raised 60% cheaper than corn silage, which of course is the kind of the superstar, and that's because the amount of fertilizer need is reduced by 40%, herbicides reduced by 64%, and the seed cost is about 90% lower than corn silage. So there's a lot of interest in this, but the real problem is the yields, milk production response from cows, the impacts of fiber digestibility, and starch availability. So the Texas A&M group looked at trying to overcome that by looking at different types of sorghum, forage sorghums that are on the marketplace here. The first one that they reported on looked at to improve fiber digestibility and yield was brown midrib. Brown midrib sorghum is the same as brown midrib corn. It's lower in lignin content. Compare that to a traditional sorghum, they got about 3 pounds more milk here, an improvement of 4 to 5% NDF digestibility. They also looked at 9 different studies. That was just one study. They looked at 9 studies that have been conducted. And again, we see that same 7 percentage point increase in NDF digestibility compared to conventional sorghum silage with an increase of about 2 pounds dry matter and about 3.6 pounds more milk as well. We know that there is a variation here in the BMR silages, but certainly can compete with corn silage on that stage. Another hybrid you can look at is what they call male sterile BMR, which means that there is no starch head in the crop because it is very photosynthesis sensitive. And as a result, there is no starch. But the good news is that those nutrients and starch go to sugar. And their data would say about 4% in conventional sorghum silage, where the male sterile BMR is almost 19% sugar. It does have an advantage of a longer harvest window, meaning that it stays wetter longer, but that can be a problem as well. There's less lodging of this crop because there is no large grain head at the top of the stalk. So if there's some wind, it doesn't go down as well. And there are some high-yield hybrids available farmers can select from as well. Another thing they did was to look at the effect out on a commercial herd. They went out in Texas with a Texas crossbred herd here, and they looked at replacing corn silage with sorghum silage. And so they had a control diet, which was all corn silage. Then they replaced 25% of the corn silage with the male sterile sorghum silage, and then a 50% replacement as well. And there's some interesting responses. The cows ate more dry matter when we had the higher levels of the sorghum silage, 52 pounds for the control versus 58 pounds for the 25 and 50%. Milk yields, because of the higher dry matter intakes, they produced about 9 pounds more milk compared to the controls, and milk urea nitrogen was slightly lower, which meant pretty good incorporation of the nitrogen in the feeding program. Our listeners may think, well, how did this happen? Well, they used corn to balance off the diet. So in other words, they were isoenergetic and isonitrogenous. So therefore, they added corn to these diet, and of course, that would be a cost as well. So they looked at income over feed cost. So you look at income over feed cost, and this is a very high-producing herd. We can see that the corn-sized diet was $12.68, and the two sorghum silages, 25 and 50, were right around $13.90 as well. So it looked like we could do carefully. If you balance the ration, we can have some success there. The final thing they looked at, of course, was looking at the berries themselves, and there are different types of hybrids out. New one coming out, the standard size berry is 3 millimeters. The new ones are 4.4 millimeters diameter, and now there are processors out here that can actually crack those berries, and the new rollers will get 98% of the berries, releasing the starch in the more traditional crop itself. So our take-home message is that certainly there's an opportunity to raise sorghum as an alternative in dry areas here, and the brown midrib and male sterile provide extra opportunities. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.